You're listening to the Cardinals Podcast on STLSportsPage.com. This edition features Rob Raines and audio producer Mike Reeves of MLB Radio with the Cardinals Rewind Show. Now, here's your host, Rob Raines.
Welcome to this edition of the Cardinal Podcast. Rob Raines at Busch Stadium. This edition, of course, our Cardinal Rewind Show comes to you from Busch Stadium after every Sunday home game, along with Mike Reeves, MLB Network Radio. And Mike, a couple things that stand out after the Cardinals beat the Mets 6-4 on Sunday from the weekend series. One, you get a really good starting pitching performance from Miles Michaelis on Saturday. Today, the offense manages to score 6 runs, even though the Mets hit 4 home runs, they still win the ballgame.
Somebody want to let the Cardinals know this is 2019. You're not supposed to, number one, win, and number two, score 6 times without hitting the ball out of the ballpark. That's the way you play today. 4 solo home runs, and when you score 6, it doesn't matter, and you get the win. And I liked what the series brought. The Friday night was kind of a clunker. It just didn't have a real good feel to it. There's just something about that game. Wainwright wasn't real sharp, and there were some things that didn't go well. They just didn't seem – there's 162 of these things. Some nights they're just not going to go well, but they bounced back real well, and Michaelis was terrific on Saturday. They scored a bunch of runs, and then fundamentally, for the most part, really good on Sunday. And you give up the 4 home runs, but you win the game and some timely hitting. They ran the bases exceptionally well, I thought, today in this win. And all in all, it's a series win. And you hear these guys talk all the time. If you win series throughout the course of the year and you do that consistently, you find yourself playing baseball in October. They got a series win.
And I think we're also seeing a better defensive performance from this club. And Colton Wong looks like he's going to be a Gold Glove caliber second baseman. Hasn't made an error all season. I think they're getting a lot better play out of Paul DeJong at shortstop as well.
The infield defense is markedly improved, and we talked about it today during the game, Rob. Colton Wong now makes plays that are really difficult plays and makes them look so easy and so routine that I, as a reporter, have just come to expect it. There was a ball up the middle today that he had to range to his right. He had to go to the backhand. He had to throw across his body. He did all those things seamlessly. It looked as routine as it could be. I thought to myself, that's not an easy play. He did that, had another play up the middle that he made a nice play on. And there's no doubt Paul DeJong is really turning into a plus defender. And if he keeps hitting like he's hitting, being average defensively would honestly be okay, and he's become much better than that. We know what Goldschmidt brings him at first, much an upgrade there with a Gold Glove caliber first baseman. And all they need from Matt Carpenter at third, catch the balls that are hit to him, and guide that ball across accurately. He's not going to have that strong throwing arm, but so far, for the most part, he has taken care of doing just the routine things that need to be done. Outfield defense is going to be another story all season, it looks like. I don't know if they're ever going to get a combination of players out there that is elite in the field, but if those guys hit and the infield defense is good, the pitching's good, the bullpen gets the job done, maybe you overcome that one weakness that you might have right now.
Speaking of the outfield defense, of course, it really should have only been 3 home runs allowed by the Mets, because one of them was not going out of the ballpark until it hit Dexter Fowler's glove and rebounded over the fence. So that was kind of an interesting play there Sunday afternoon at Busch Stadium. And Jose Martinez is never going to win a Gold Glove, but he usually catches the balls that are hit to him, and all that guy does is hit.
Well, I'm sure some people, I'm hopeful that they listened to yesterday's audio from the game, and I had a chance to do a sit-down visit with Jose Martinez. And one of the things we talked about is that you're going to be talked about for your hitting. That's why you're on this team, and when you hit, that's why you get playing time. When you understand all that defensively, he even said it's a work in progress, and all they need him again, let's go back to Matt Carpenter, catch the balls that are hit routinely. Don't even worry about the great play. He made a couple of plays today that are not always made by right fielders, one of them coming in and along the line to record the third out of an inning that was a threatening inning. Those things, balls over his head, are an adventure. He'll admit that. He'll tell you that. But, Rob, he hits. I mean, in this sport, if you say, well, all you do is hit, that's okay. They'll find a place for you usually. It's like a basketball player that, well, all he really does well is shoot threes. Well, if he shoots them and makes them a lot, they'll find a place for you. They'll do that.
This edition of the Cardinals Podcast, our Cardinal Rewind Show, Rob Raines along with Mike Reeves, MLB Network Radio, here on STLSportsPage.com after the Cardinals win over the Mets 6-4 on Sunday. And they're probably, actually speaking of the outfield defense, they're probably sometime middle of this week going to get Harrison Bader back off the DL. And now, you know, you talk about that's the guy that totally upgrades that the outfield defense, because he can cover pretty much every corner of it by himself.
I'm just really curious as to when he comes back, does that mean Jose Martinez, though, is relegated back just to a bench role all the time? Because he wasn't struggling in a bench role, but he wasn't putting the numbers he's putting now when he's getting consistent playing time. I don't know if I have the answer, because Marcelo Ozuna is hitting the baseball. There's no question. He looks legit at the plate. Dexter Fowler's batting average is okay. It's marked improved. He's not doing much damage today, just his second RBI of the season. So you're not getting a lot of production. But it looks like that Mike Shields and this coaching staff are pretty set on when healthy. It's Ozuna, it's Bader, and it's Fowler. And then just working in Martinez or O'Neill where they can when they're healthy. There's something about me wants to see Jose Martinez hit every day, and I don't know that they're going to work hard to find him that spot. I think they like the three that they're going to have out there when they're healthy. We'll wait and see, but I don't know how you take him out of the lineup right now that he's getting hits and multiple hits day after day.
One of the things that they've had in addition to the consistent lineup is now kind of working on a pretty good structure for that bullpen, and we saw it again on Sunday where they go to kind of some of the same guys late in the ballgame, and one constant has been Jordan Hicks in the ninth inning again. Just terrific today. 13 of the 17 pitches that he threw on Sunday, 101 miles per hour or higher. He's been working a lot this year on the slider and talking about how important it was, but I think today he reminded people he can still throw a pretty good fastball.
And as long as he's got command, he's an elite-level closer. Commands the issue. He doesn't always have that. There are a lot of hitters who would tell you the same, that when he commands the pitches there with the stuff he's got, it's nearly impossible at times to catch up to him. I talked to Andrew Miller today about him, and I said, as a fellow pitcher, you know, who doesn't have that kind of stuff, he said, yeah, he said, we tend to find ourselves, when he comes in, you stop and watch. You know, because he said he just has a gift that very few people on earth have, which is the ability to pop a ball up there at 104 to 105 miles an hour. I like where he is in the back of the pen. He's going to have glitches. He's going to have issues on certain days, but they have no other real viable ninth inning option on a consistent basis. There's guys who can fill in there when needed, but the bullpen as a whole, there's been little chinks in the armor now and then, but as a big picture and as an overall body of work, Rob, I don't know how you could be anything less than happy with them, because they've had to haul a lot of innings given that the starters aren't going deep very often.
Cardinals win today on Sunday. Gives them a 10-4 record in games not against the Milwaukee Brewers, which comes into play again because the Brewers come in here for three games starting on Monday night at Busch Stadium. I think that's, you know, the Christian Yelich show will be arriving. But, you know, the interesting stat about him, all of his home runs have come at Miller Park.
Well, there's no doubt you're going to be a better hitter playing there. They're just, anytime you watch games there, Cardinals playing there, okay, it doesn't matter. Watch opponents play there. The ball just jumps. And I've had the pleasure to go up there a few times and watch games in the ballpark. Rob, it looks different. You sit in the press box, you see balls off the bat, and you're used to watching games here, and it goes off the bat, and you know what normally the carry is, and then you look, and it's substantially further than you thought it was going to go. Yeah, it plays into it. He's an MVP for a reason. His splits home and road last year weren't dramatically different. He was a good hitter no matter where. His power numbers are going to be better in Miller Park. There's just almost no doubt about that. Cardinal numbers are better in Miller Park as far as power goes, but it's not. All these games they played early against Milwaukee, and they haven't been that successful, it really hasn't mattered a lot in the standings if you want to even worry about that this early. You still just got a bunch of teams in the Central that are just kind of doing okay. Nobody's setting the world on fire. Nobody has really just fallen off planet Earth. So it's another series, another chance to see Milwaukee. You're going to have played them 10 times before the end of April. It'd be good to win a series, though, and put some kind of stakes down at home that you could beat them here since you're struggling in their ballpark.
10 of the first Cardinals' first 24 games against the Brewers. Then after Wednesday, they don't see them again until the middle of August. So that's just the way the schedule works out, of course. We'll have all the coverage. Mike will be providing all the audio as well, as we'll have all the game reports elsewhere here on the website. So for Mike Reeves, this is Rob Raines reporting for the Cardinals podcast here on the Cardinal Rewind Show from Busch Stadium on STLSportsPage.com. Reporting for the Cardinals podcast here on the Cardinal Rewind Show from Busch Stadium on STLSportsPage.com.